We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. We are beginning one third of the way down the Amud. The first words on the line is Yagdil Torah V'Yad. They were starting with Tanur Rabbanan. In the Pasuk in the Torah, when it talks about the Simonim of the fish, there's Pasuk in Perakit Aleph and Vayikra in Parashat Shemini, Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Tes says like this: Ezeh Toichlu Mikol Asher B'Mayim. Those you should eat. And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud says, V'chol ha'asher ein lo yisnapeh v'kaskeses, doesn't have snapeh v'kaskeses, yam v'necholim, v'kol sheretz ha'mayim, v'kol nefesh ha'chaya, asher v'mayim, sheketz heim lechem, you can't eat it. V'sheketz yu lechem, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, v'psarim lo yisnechelu, v'vlosom t'sheketzu. These are the psukim. Zog demar, tanabar, mash v'shenema achoyl, es shiyashloi. The first pasuk says, "Ezet toichlu mikol shemayim." Fast, snap if kaskas says, "Shemayani." I understand. Al toichla sheinloi. So I understand if it doesn't have those shemayim, you can't eat it. When Masha shenem al toichla sheinloi, then the next pasuk says, "If it doesn't have it, you can't eat it." Shemayani oichla sheyeshloi. So v'lam shonim. Why do you pasuk twice? Why do you pasuk to say, "Vizi sheet that if it has snap if kaskas you eat it," and then it says, "If it doesn't have snap if kaskas says you can't eat it"? Why do you say both ways? Lava lo vase v'lo yisase. The first pasuk is asay, and it's a lav that comes from asay, which means like this. That's a diuk. It says you can eat fish that have fins and scales, and it's mashma. If it doesn't have fins and scales, you can't eat it. That is called a lav haba me'asay, and it has a din of asay. And the next one, it says lo yisoichlu, which is a lav. So therefore, you'll be over on asay and a lo yisase. But now there's another pasuk. Then another question. Why does it say the first time toichlu? As zeh, the first pasuk test, it says as zeh toichlu mekol asher mayim kol asher lo yisnapeh v'kaskeses b'mayim v'yam v'necholim oysom toichelu. Why does it say toichelu twice? Toichelu, why does it say toichelu again? Toichelu mekol asher mayim matam olayim v'shiyochol hoyel v'hitte b'mefurush. V'hitte b'stam, since it's hitte b'mefurush and hitte b'stam, ma'kish hitte b'mefurush l'hitte el b'kelim, afkish hitte b'stam l'hitte el b'kelim. And what in the world does this mean? So in order to understand, we need a small hakdama. When it comes to any insect that's created in the water and never comes out of the water, similar to what we learned, if something is created in a vegetable and does not come out of the vegetable, those type of insects are not asr. So if a fish gets created in the water, it would not be asr, but it's only certain water. Only certain water. Because in the pasuk it says, yamim en nechalim, there, if fish even gets created in yamim nechalim, avada will be asr, even though it's created in the water. But since it's created in yamim nechalim, those are asr. Masha inkein, there are other type of waters where they'll be created, it'll be mutter. Now, what is that? That's kalim. If it's sitting in a keli, it's sitting in a bucket of water, and some insects get created in that water, it will not be asr. So we have a two ends of the spectrum. A first apostle that says, by yamim uva necholim, and the rivers and the oceans, those definitely have a din that the fish is only kosher with the simonim of snapik haskeses. On the other end of the spectrum, kalim, if there's fish in the kalim, created in the kalim, those do not need any simonim, and those you could eat in any case. The question will be, in our Gemara, the ones in between. For example, something called charitzim and itzim, those are bodies of water which are moving, but they're smaller bodies, narrower or smaller bodies of water. They're not a river or an ocean, they're smaller bodies of water. And then you have boiros shichin amaris. You have a pit, which is stagnant water, stationary water, which is in a bar, different shape bar, different shape pits in the ground. So that will be discussion about Gemara. Now the Gemara is like this. So why does it say the extra word taichlu? Shiyachol. Hal v'hitte b'mefurish. It's mefurish a heter that kalim, that fish created in kalim are mutter, v'hitte b'stam. And it's also hitte b'stam. We'll see what that means later on in the Gemara. Makash hit the mefurish l'hitte b'kalim. The whole heter is only by kalim. Afkash hitte b'stam l'hitte b'kalim. Now, Menayin l'rabbis boiros shichim aris. How do you know that if someone sticks his head into a bar and he drinks the water, sheichav sheisimem, he doesn't have to worry about any bugs, ve'inanimna, he doesn't have to stop. Tamaloyma toichl mekol shemayim. That's the first toichl that's being marbev. Even so, you're allowed to drink even by Boris Shichemaris. Not only Kalim, but even Boris Shichemaris also, you could drink out of it. You don't have to worry about those insects. And that's why it's the first Toichlu which we are darshaning, which is not near the word B'mayim U'v'yamim, U'v'necholim. It's not near that word. And therefore, we're darshaning that word, as that Toichlu means you could eat even from Boris Shichemaris. That's what comes out of the word Toichlu. The Gemara doesn't elaborate much more on this, exactly where's the Heter Kalim, where's Mefurish, where's Tam, as the Gemara goes along. This is the Tzuras HaDvarim, where we have the four levels. We have Yamim and Acholim have to have fins and scales, and the Gemara is going to say that the Charitzim and Itzim as well. And then we have the Baruch Shichmaris and Kalim, which Kalim is Klar, that there, the fish created there, do not have to have fins and scales. So the Gemara says that we know, way we know Baruch Shichmaris is from the word Taichlu. So Heichen Hitter B'Kalim, where do you find that there's a Heter that fish created in Kalim don't need fins and scales? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Ezer Toichlu Mekol HaShar B'Mayim, and the Pasuk says, by Yamim U'V'Necholim. So we darshim Hashem, Yamim U'V'Necholim, Hu Dichi Islei Echol, only there you have to have a Samarim, then you eat it. Lest Le'lo Yisei'chol, if you don't have a Samarim, you can't eat it. Ha B'Kalim, B'Kalim, Af Agav, the Lest Le'echol, even if it does not have the proper Samarim of a fish, you still could eat it. That's the deal. Dafka be yam and acholim, you need fins and scales. If it's not yam and acholim, you don't need fins and scales. Freit the Gemara, Ema bekalim afagav de islei leseichel. Why do you say the opposite? In kalim, even with fins and scales, you can't eat it. So I can really talk about it. You can't say that. Why? The chsiv, it says another pasuk. V'chasha inlei snap v'kas kasev. It doesn't have snap v'kas kasev. But yam and acholim, because there are some amayim b'yam and acholim, those you don't eat. Those who don't eat. V'yam v'necholim de leslei in yam v'necholim, which does not have a shear there, you can't eat leisechel. Ha b'kelim v'diyak is b'kelim af agav leslei achol. So therefore, from the second pasuk, we know it has to be, the diyak has to mean like this, that without any stop of agasas is still, you can eat it as long as it's in kelim. Zot the Gemara, v'ema b'mayim klal. It says b'mayim. First, the words are b'mayim. It actually says b'mayim twice in the pasuk. Ezet teichel mekol asher b'mayim, kol asher leisnapet v'kaskeses b'mayim, b'yamim v'necholim oisim techelu. So why don't we say like this? That v'im b'mayim klal, b'yamim v'necholim prat, klal pratim klam asher prat. The only yamim v'necholim in, they need simonim, ne'itzim v'charitzim, that's other moving bodies of water, but smaller, loy, those, you'll be able to eat the fish even without fins and scales, just like by Caleb. So tomorrow, no, b'mayim, Chayz v'klal. It says Mayim again. It's Chayz v'klal. So it's not klal prat. It's klal prat the klal. Now, Freik Gemara. Hani trei klalis micha adodinenu. The klalim are both next to each other before the prat. It says Mayim twice before b'yam v'necholim. So how can you say that's a prat or klal prat? So Gemara Ravina k'damar Rava. Komokav shetam vayt shnei klalis micha adodinenu. Anytime you find two klalim near each other and before the prat, what you do is hatel on top of samach zayin amar aleph. Hatel prat b'neim v'doinim klal prat the klal. You put the prat between them. And down the mechal prat the klal, and we read it like this: b'mayim klal, b'yom v'necholim is the prat. So b'mayim is klal. Anything in the water needs to have the simon. B'yom v'necholim says only in rivers and oceans need simon. That's a prat. Then it says b'mayim chaz v'klal, klal prat the klal. Yeah, don't look in a prat. Ma prat mafurish mayim noivim. Just the prat is something that's a moving body of water. That's a river and ocean is. I've called mayim noivim all have the din that needs fins and scales. My Rabbi. Rabbi Charitzim and Itzim. So what do Marba? Well, Marba Charitzim and Itzim leYisura. Or Ma'amiyat. What do Kamal Lafuke? Baruch Shichemaris. Baruch Shichemaris. We're being Ma'amiyat from this. Le'atera. Those are muta. Don't need fins and scales. Break the Gemara. How do you know to compare it that way? Ve'ema Ma'a Prat Mafurish Ma'im Gedolim Gavi Karka. I've called Ma'im Gedolim Gavi Karka. Maybe it's enough of a similar one way that they're both on top. They're both water that are developing on the karka, not a keli. And the only thing we're being m'mayit is keli. M'may Rabbi, a fill of Baruch Shich Maris also needs fins and scales. Li Yisura, they also need fins and scales. M'amiyit mid keli. The only thing it doesn't need is keli. How do you know to say it like that? M'kein toichlu ma'yhanalei. That word toichlu is being megalat to us that not only is keli a heter for not having fins and scales, but Baruch Shich Maris as well will also be, also have this din, like Kalim, they don't have to have fins and scales. So it comes out, the bottom line is that the cloud, the clouds, the marbe, which are moving, and not the things that are not moving like Bereshit Gemaras. But who told you that? Maybe Bereshit Gemaras would be compared to oceans because it's karka, it's not kelim. That we have teichlut to megal to us. No, that Bereshit Gemaras are similar to kelim. That's what teichlut is coming to teach us. And that's what we have before. That's what teichlut is coming to teach us. We have before in the Gemara. It says, what's teichlut teaching us? That you would think Hel hit the dafka by kelim, only by kelim has the halacha. No, teichlu, it's even by boris, shichim aris, you could drink out of it, and you don't have to worry about hitting an insect in there, because the halach is, and those things are allowed to be eaten because they are developed in the water, and it's not considered yam v'nechayos, they don't need, yam v'necholim, and they don't need fins and scales. So that is the shita of that's one way to make the drasha of the klal prat the klal. The be'er b'shmol, Rashi explains, very small holes, that here you don't say klal prat to klal when you have to put a prat in between the two klalim, the next to each other. So it's something different over there. You don't darshan klal prat to klal. You darshan it ribu miyat ribu. Ribu miyat ribu is different, that it's you marba more things easier. It doesn't have to be daimed to the prat. So the very small tana ba mayim and mayim shtei pomim ain't a klal prat, ela riba u miyat. It's a riba miyat. But mayim is riba, but yam and chalim is a miyat. And that's a miyat. But mayim chaz v'riba. Chaz v'riba. Riba or miyat riba. Riba akal. So the riba is riba everything. Umar rabbi, chritzim v'nitzim v'sur. That it's also awesome. Just like yam v'nechalas. Umar miyat, what we mayat, par shichim aris la teira. Those are like kelim and those are mutter. Ema ma riba par shichim aris la yisura. Why don't you say it different? Say it like this. Umar, but even par shichim aris, that's awesome. Umar miyat, miyat kelim. Maybe the only thing we mayat are kelim. The only thing with mayit is kalim. How do you know that your mayit also bar shir maris? So I can toichlu maya hanilei. What else in the world does toichlu come and teach us? Toichlu is teaching us that besides your mayit kalim, you also being mayit bayrois shichin or ma'irois. Also, these all things don't have din. They have to have fins and scales. Frank the Gemara of Eipachana. And here the Gemara's kash is, since we're saying it's nothing to kena prat, so how do you know to be. How do you know? Maybe charitzim are the one that's mutter, and boros is the one that's aser. Bishloim learned klal prat klal, so avada charitzim are more doima, more similar to oceans and rivers. But now that we're saying it's all has to do riba miyat to riba, so why don't we say the opposite? Maybe charitzim are mutter, don't need fins and scales, and boros need fins and scales. So eime epcha, maybe say the opposite. That's more kash ve'epcha no. So I'm going to Tony Matisyo, the Tony Matisyo Bar Yehuda. Ma ra'oisal rabbis bar shichem aris la teira lohoitzi charitzim nitzim l'asura. What made you say bar shichem aris a mutter and charitzim nitzim aser? Ma b'di bar shichem aris shein atzurim ke kelim. They stay in one place like kelim. Umayitzi di charitzim nitzim shein ain atzur ke kelim. They don't stay in one place like kelim. That even though we just said that when it comes to riba mir to riba, you don't have to be doima to yam v'necholim. But still, Lamaisa, it's a svara. The svara is that since we know for a fact that kalim are one of those things that don't have a din of fins and scales, so it makes sense that we'll compare to it the barashir maris, which are more similar to stationary, and not say charitzim neitzim, but charitzim neitzim vada will need fins and scales just like yamim and achom, just like oceans.